When it comes to dating and relationships, what is the friend zone?
I feel like that is keeping a man at arm's distance, because me personally, I want him as a friend because I like his energy, but I don't want to have sex with him and then ruin it.
You don't see him in a romantic sense, and, you know, perhaps he wants something more and he's signaling that to you, but, like, you're not on the same wavelength, so you kind of have to distance yourself or let him down easy or just tell him, like, yikes, like...
You're going to be necessarily there for her emotional support. Pretty much everything a boyfriend does but the sex and the affection. She wants the affection, but not necessarily physically.
Have either of you ever been friend-zoned by a guy? And if so, how'd that make you feel?
A couple times when I was younger. Made me feel pretty bad. Yeah, pretty insecure.
I was actually friend-zoned by my boyfriend, but we're now dating.
I don't know if I've been friend-zoned, but I feel like sometimes it's hard to tell if they're flirting with you or just like trying to be friends. And we actually were just talking about this. I feel like if a guy is not like flirting with you directly, then they're just trying to be friends.
Do you think men and women can be just friends?
No.
I do. I think you can just be friends. Well, no, I do. I really do.
If you asked your best straight single guy friend if he'd date you or hook up, what do you think he would say?
I mean, in my experience, yes.
Say yes.
So then you can't be friends.
Okay, I think girls can be friends with guys, but I don't think guys can just be friends with girls.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So is it true that women tend to set the boundaries of a relationship, whether you're going to be friends or more than friends?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do you have more girlfriends or guy friends, and do you think that says something about you?
I feel like I have more guy friends. I think that does... like say a little bit about me. Just girls, sometimes they're not as reliable.
Do you think men and women can be just friends?
Absolutely.
If you asked your best straight single guy friend if he'd date you or hook up, what do you think he would say?
No, he would be like, ew.
Well, I feel like yes, if you're not attracted to them. Like I have a lot of guy friends, but I'm not attracted to any of them. I don't think I could be like super great friends with someone that I'm super attracted to.
So is it true that women tend to set the boundaries of a relationship, whether you're gonna be friends or more than friends?
Yeah, definitely. But I think it can change over time.
How can a guy make an interaction man to woman without being creepy while also respecting her without being friend-zoned?
Don't immediately comment on her appearance. Maybe compliment her on something she's interested in, or like a joke she tells, or like an interest she has. Like, don't make it about the way she looks.
Why does a guy have to be coached on how to pick up women, but he doesn't have to be coached on how to make friends?
Because parents don't raise their children right, and a lot of men lack social skills.
Some men do. Mainly because probably you don't have a lot of female friends in your life, or like female relatives that you're around. But picking up friends is easy. I think that some guys put a mental barrier in their mind and think that with a woman, especially if she's attractive, that you have to be a certain different kind of way. And that's not necessarily true. I think that the more attractive a woman is, the more normal she likes to be treated with. It's like dealing with celebrities. You meet a celebrity, they like to be treated normally for the most part, instead of being like, oh, infatuated with, oh, I know who you are.
I think that if you need to be coached on how to pick up women, then you need to like practice self-love and kind of find that first, because that's just going to come along with it. And I think that like if you're not being your true genuine self when you're trying to pick up the women, it's going to show later on when you finally get them.
Why are there gender roles in dating but not in friendship?
I don't think that's true. I think there are gender roles in friendships.
Can you be more specific? What do you mean?
When I go out with my guy friends, even if it's just like to dinner or like to grab a drink in a large group, like the guys will normally pay, whereas like the girls won't. They'll kind of like expect their guy friends to pay even if they're not romantically involved or anything like that.
Why should a man have relationship duties without getting relationship benefits?
I don't think that a man should ever have relationship duties and have no relationship benefits. I mean, unless you want that kind of torture.
Does a guy being friend-zoned automatically make him a simp?
I'm not sure what a simp means. Like a simple person?
A simp is somebody who pedestalizes women without getting anything in return.
I don't think that a guy getting put in the friend zone makes him a simp. Just simply because being friend-zoned is on the woman's part. Being a simp is on the man's part. You shouldn't idolize anybody. You should be able to handle yourself. It's about self-confidence.
What does a man get out of a friendship with a woman that's better than a romantic relationship?
A great wingman.
Human connection without, like, sexual tension, without the underlying expectation of marriage and stuff.
Why should a man have relationship duties without getting relationship benefits?
Because the man is supposed to be the provider.
Does a guy being friend-zoned automatically make him a simp?
Yes.
How so?
Because most men who are actually intrigued in that woman would go for that woman. And instantly when they get friend-zoned, they're okay with being friend-zoned. And they're willing to take that rejection.
What's the difference between a guy spinning plates and pursuing multiple women versus a woman having orbiters and multiple suitors?
The only difference between a man having a lot of women and they mess with and a girl having a lot of dudes around them is just society. It's just the way society's been built. You know, they want women to be one kind of way and men can play around. We have a lot more leeway and it's messed up and it is what it is. You can complain about it, but that's just life.
Isn't that both genders pursuing their sexual strategy to have multiple options?
Yes, it is. It is both genders being put to different standards. And it just depends on the culture you're in.
Why do women friend-zone guys who would make them wives for guys who made them single moms?
I feel like sometimes it's just really like the guys that'll make you a wife, women, they don't want to like change who they are. So they say they want to be a wife, but they're not ready to really play the wife role or whatever. So I feel like that's really what it would be.
I feel like some women do know what they want with the wrong men, if that makes sense, because a lot of y'all want babies, cars, houses, with the guy that just doesn't want that. Like, if he says no, it's no.
When you first meet a guy, how do you decide if he's gonna be a friend or more than a friend? And more importantly, when do you decide? Because it's often said a woman will know right away.
Ooh. Typically you do know right away, but I think it just depends on like the chemistry that's there. I don't, if it's sexual chemistry or not. Like,
I think women know immediately who they will and not have sex with. I can't go into women's heads.
Well, honestly, within the first few seconds of speaking to a guy, I kind of know and like realize if he's a liar or if he's like really interested.
But I also believe it's by age. If you're talking about teenage women as opposed to girls in their 20s, I'm in my 40s. Women in their 40s have went through some life, so they're very different. They will know exactly by who you are as a person, as opposed to when you're in your 20s, it's all about how hot you are, what kind of money you have, what kind of car you drive, what kind of friends you do. I don't have time for that.
What's the difference between a guy who grows on you to become a friend versus a guy who grows on you to become a lover?
Okay, a guy that grows on me to become a friend, I feel like it's just like has really great qualities, but maybe not so much like, that sounds so shallow, but like physical attributes. I don't know.
Sometimes like, you're not physically attracted to them. Like, and it goes both ways. Like you can maybe not physically attracted, but still have a good friendship.
Like it doesn't mean that they're not attractive. It just means it's like not what I'm attracted to. I have a lot of guy friends that I think are like super attractive, but just not for me.
Why should your lover be your best friend, but your best friend shouldn't necessarily be your lover?
Sometimes lovers become friends, and then sometimes friends become lovers.
Is there anything you would do with your lover that you can't do with your best friend?
No.
Sex. Marriage.
Is there anything you would do with your best friend that you wouldn't do with your lover?
No.
So why do people often say that your lover should be your best friend?
Because I feel like, so things could be easy and it feels like you're with your friend and it's not just, I don't know, an agreement.
You don't want to get in that roommate status.
Yes, that's a good point.
If your lover should be your best friend, why do women typically have a gay best friend?
Fashion advice.
Exactly. And
they have
fun.
A bodyguard that's not going to want to fuck them.
If someone's dating a bisexual, are they more likely to get jealous whenever their lover spends time with their friends?
I don't think so.
How can the friend zone and friends with benefits be terms that coexist? Isn't that a contradiction?
Wow, that's a deep question. Okay, All right.
The friend zone is such a like deep concept. You can be friends with someone of the opposite sex and not be like in the friend zone.
Women putting you in the friend zone, they could actually just want to be your drinking buddy and chill out and party. And they could also just want you to also, you could be a friend zone and be two ways. You could be a buddy and you could also be just like you're being used and abused. But being a buddy, she's just using you as a dildo, a walking dildo.
If they both exist, what does it mean to be friends?
I think to be friends is that no matter what, ups and downs, left and rights, no matter who you're dating, no matter what happens in your life, you can come back to me and I still got your back. Being in the friend zone, but you, and you are romantically attached to her, you're in a big problem. Yeah.
Is there anything you would do with your lover that you can't do with your best friend?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to sleep with them. There's certain like conversations about your life that you have with a lover that you don't have with like a best friend.
One of the things that I would never do with my lover that I can't do with my female friends is necessarily just chill, go out, drink, party, and not worry about if I didn't pick up the tab or I didn't pull out a chair or am I wearing the wrong clothes. All that pressure of having to be quasi-perfect.
How about being honest and emotional?
I could be always honest with my female friends. Now, honesty sometimes can be like a bad thing with a lover because they might not want to hear the truth. How do I look today? You got always got to be nice. If my friends, I mean, I think your hair is fucked up.
It's a lot of things my best friend for sure know about me that my lover would never.
Yeah, I feel like your lover will be quick to like judge you and tell you like no, but your best friend will tell you and judge you, but they'll still accept it, you know.
So why do people often say that your lover should be your best friend?
My boyfriend is my best friend. Like, he's awesome, but I've also got super, like, close guy friends, and I love them too, just in a different way.
Why should your lover be your best friend, but your best friend shouldn't necessarily be your lover?
I think there's many ways to define best friend, and you can have several different best friends that serve several different purposes.
Multiple best friends that, like, serve different purposes in your life. Like, having a girl best friend or a gay best friend does something different than having your boyfriend as your best friend.
In a perfect world, your lover will be your best friend, right? In the perfect world, and that should be called marriage. Your best friend should not be your lover at all because you want to keep her forever. Sometimes that sex goes away, but your friend will always be there no matter what.
Can you define asexual?
Asexual?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Not attracted to any gender, I think.
Not attracted to anything?
Yeah.
Do asexual people experience romantic love, and if so, how do they express it?
I think so. I think asexual people can show romantic love in other forms of, like, love. You talk about, like, acts of service, gift giving, not love. Love isn't always sex.
If you're asexual and you're in a relationship, how would you know that you're more than just friends?
I think it's the type of love that you feel, because there's platonic love and romantic love, no matter if you're having sex or not. I feel like the other person has to show it, and also, like, you have to have, like, that conversation with someone.
There's a deeper connection than sex in relationships.
So would you assume that asexual people are only compatible with other asexuals?
No.
No. I think, if anything, they'd be less compatible because they wouldn't be able to, like, truly show each other love.
What does it mean when people say that dating is more than friends?
Dating is more than friends in the sense that I think that dating is a game. The game is you're trying to show your best side of you. With friends, you can just scratch your balls, you can scratch your ass. I mean, I want to say all the way to farting, but I mean, you could be way more comfortable. But in a date, you want everything to be perfect. And so you're always conscious of that, which makes you be different.
If a friend expected you to provide everything, would that be a toxic relationship?
If a friend thought that I had everything to give to them, with nothing given back, it is definitely a toxic relationship. And that goes for males and females all throughout.
So why is it considered toxic when friends become users, but it's normal when women expect a man to provide more than just his company?
Well, because in a proper relationship, you're both providing more than company, and it's pretty equal, or you fill in the gaps. It's 80-20 one day and 80-20 the next day, depending on who needs more.
But it's normal when women expect a man to provide more than just his company.
Wow, dude, these questions are dope. Okay, I have no idea about that one, because the truth of the matter is there are some women, and it's not all of them, that they would take advantage of a man's generosity. But if they were just your friend and they're just taking it and they're not giving you anything in return, and I know like this is like a quid pro quo, the truth of the matter is you need to know by yourself what's good and what's not good for you.
Should a man be expected to love a woman for who she is if a woman only loves a man for what he provides?
The answer is no. A woman that only cares about what a man provides is best put in this axiom. Love me at my worst, but don't love me only at my best. Fairweather friends cannot hang out with me.